Blog Talk Radio.
How beautiful that hymn sung by Alan Jackson. What a powerful message. You listen to that hymn and you want to repent all over again. You want to run back to Jesus' arms. You want to say, I'm sorry, Lord. I repent, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Receive me, Lord. I love you, Lord. That's right. Hymns sung that way stir the heart and will draw a man and a woman back to God if they have drifted away. Come home, come home, sinner, come home. Good morning. I hope you're doing well on this Wednesday. And it's a little nippy out, a little dark out, but spring is in the air, and only a few more days left before spring officially arrives. Someone has asked me, they said, Pastor, are we going to get a spring break from Daily Manna? Because you're pouring it on, Pastor. You're, you're teaching, and I have to catch up, and I can't seem to catch up. Are we going to have a spring break? Well, there's no spring break in Jesus. Oh, that's, listen, that's only in the public school system that you get a spring break. No, there's no spring break, but I pray that you'll catch up. And also, I know, listen, you know, another little birdie told me, Pastor, you know, you said these classes were going to be 20 minutes, 25, and now they're 45 minutes. You're long-winded, Pastor. Yes, sometimes Pastor is a little long-winded. Forgive me. It's not my intention. I just love talking about the Lord. So I'll take all of that into consideration, and I'll talk less. I'll repeat myself less. You pray for me. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you. You pray that I'll be short, and I'll pray that you catch up. And all is good at Grace Christian Church. Well, today we're looking at soldiers of Christ. Be not dismayed. You know, when you look at fear and you look at dismay, it can spread. Just like being strong and of good courage can spread. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Let's read that text, and then I'll pray us in. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. This was one of the scriptures that we covered yesterday. It says, have I not commanded thee? This is God speaking to Joshua. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. So God encourages us to be strong and be of good courage. And he tells us not to be afraid, not to fear. Made Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We praise you. We're drawn in by your love. We're drawn in by your mercy. We're drawn in by your goodness. We're drawn in by your faithfulness. Oh, how faithful thou art. You are a faithful God. Even when we are faithless, even when we are not as committed as we ought to be, you remain committed to us and to your saving cause. How we love thee, O Lord. Bless us today. Bless us this Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. We praise you today. We love you today. We cling to you today. We cleave to you today. We hold on to you today for dear life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Two things he should be: mentally strong and have the heart of a champion. Courage. Be of good courage. And then God says, these two things you shall not be. These two things I will not allow. These two things are not permitted in leadership. Fear and dismay. When a church is under good leadership, sound leadership, being strong and of good courage passes on from the leader to the other leader's members. It spreads. Good things spread. A good example, when people see a good example in leadership, they want to emulate that. Paul said, follow me as I follow the Lord. Every leader should be following the Lord Jesus. And once he or she exemplifies what it is to follow Jesus and to be like Jesus, the people want that. The people desire that. The people yearn for that. The people shoot for that. They said, I'm going to come up a little higher. I too want to be like the Lord Jesus, because they see it being modeled. The same way, if you have bad leaders, it spreads. It's contagious. The good and the bad is contagious, believe it or not. You sit under a bad leader for a while, and he brings depression. He brings negativity. He brings a lack of faith, and then you begin to see that spreading. Now, it doesn't mean that the members wanted to be negative. It's not that they were welcoming negativity or welcoming defeat, but it just spreads because the leader just exhibits that. This is what they showcase. This is what they model. And it just spreads. It just spreads. So let's look at two examples. Let's go to Joshua chapter 10, verse 25. Joshua 10:25. Now, the children of Israel are in another battle as they are moving forward to conquer the land. There's an Amorite coalition. There's a group of Amorite kings that are resisting the invasion of the children of Israel. Now, they're just knocking off one group of Canaanite people after another. But here they meet a coalition. Here they meet staunch resistance. And Joshua gathers the men of Israel, and this is what he says to them. And what he says to them is what God said to him. Remember on Sunday we were talking about the chain of custody? Remember on Sunday how we were talking about don't let anyone tamper with the word as you got the word? Where Paul says, I received of the Lord that also which I give unto you. Now Joshua is giving the people what he got from the Lord in Joshua 1:9. Don't mess with the formula. This is how God gave it to you. Just pass it on the way God gave it to you. Don't try to delete anything. Don't try to soften the words. Don't try to minimize the standard. Just give it to the people the way God gave it to you. If it works for you, it'll work for them. And Joshua here says, upon coming across and coming against stiff resistance, the Amorites are strong. Their coalition is strong. And the children of Israel are having a hard time breaking through their lines. And this is what Joshua says to the people. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Now, why does he deal with fear and why does he deal with dismay? Because that's what's gripped them. See, you first have to take out what is paralyzing the people. So he says, fear not, nor be dismayed. Let me give you an example. Bruce and Debbie Singer, a wonderful couple and members of Grace Church. They've been with me this whole winter, helping me with my snowblower. They've just been helping me with my snowblower, troubleshooting, figuring out what's wrong with it. And my snowblower wasn't starting. And Bruce said to me, "Oh, it's got to be that you got in there some bad gasoline. The gas is old. The gas has water in it." So he says, Pastor, what we have to do is, Pastor, in order for this snowblower to work, you've got to take the bad gasoline out. You got to drain the tank. And then you got to put brand new good gasoline in. So when I look at Joshua 10:25, this is exactly what Joshua is doing. He's taking the bad out. The people, listen, the soldiers, if you were to compare them, to a snowblower. They can't do the job. Why? Because they got bad gasoline. What's the bad gasoline? Fear and dismay. That has to be taken out of the tank. And then what do you got to pour in? Be strong and of good courage. You see, my brothers and sisters, we're not going to go anywhere if we're fearing and in dismay. Look, the word dismay, we looked at it, right? What does the word dismay mean? It means to be thrown out of kilter. Listen, we're not going anywhere if we're off balance, if we have allowed ourselves to be rattled. Last night on the prayer line, we had so much difficulty on the prayer line last night. I don't know what it was. It was technical difficulty. But I thank the Lord that nobody was rattled. And it was, let me tell you, that noise was annoying for an hour and a half. We had to put up with that noise, but no one was rattled. No one was knocked sideways. No one was thrown off balance or out of kilter or thrown into confusion. We hung in there till the very end. Every one of the callers was on there for 90 minutes. No one quit. And God gave us the victory. We were not dismayed. We hung in there till the end. You see, my brothers and sisters, this is what Joshua is saying to the people. You see, the word, this word that we have here in Isaiah 41:10, when God says, fear not and be not dismayed, is not just for the pastor, but it's also for every soldier of Christ. Joshua said to the men, hey, men, I know God said it to me in Joshua 1:9, but it also applies to you. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, be not dismayed. Take out the bad gas, tanks of fear and dismay, and then refill it with being strong and of good courage. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. I'm not going to have problem with snow now that Brother Bruce and Sister Debbie have taken the bad gasoline out of the tank. I'm not going to have a problem. I'll be able to crank up that snow blower and just toss that snow around like it was nothing. Why? Because the bad was taken out and the good was put in. Now that snow blower is working like a charm. It's working like it just rolled off the truck, off the assembly line, brand new. Here's another scripture. Just to show you how fear and dismay can be contagious, and also being strong and of good courage can be contagious. You know this chapter. This is 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. We know the story. Goliath shows up and for 40 days and for 40 nights. He's just telling the Israelites what he will do to them if any one of them dares draw near to fight him. He's a giant. He's a man of great stature, a man of an impressive resume, never been defeated in battle, a champion of champions who dispenses of men like if they were rag dolls. And it says here in verse 11, 1 Samuel 17:11, when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were what? Dismayed. What were they? They were upset. They were rattled. They were knocked sideways. They were thrown off balance. They were thrown out of kilter. They were thrown into great confusion. When Saul, the chief leader of Israel, the king of Israel, when he, the top man, heard the words of Goliath, he was dismayed, and not just afraid, greatly afraid. Not only him, but his son Jonathan, who was in his own right a great warrior, he too was dismayed and greatly afraid. Not just Jonathan, but also Abner, one of the great generals of Israel, a contemporary and an underling of King Saul. Abner, the leader, the general of the armies of Israel, he too dismayed and was greatly afraid. But look at verse 12. Now David, here comes the winner. Here comes the champion, now David. What did David say? He said, no, I don't need to fear. I don't need to be dismayed. I will be strong and of good courage. I will fight this giant. I will take him on. You know the story, saints. I don't need to spell it out. You see, one leader, this is the old leader. The old leader is full of fear. The old leader is melting like wax before fire, just fearful, will not take on the enemy, is hearing this bluster, is hearing this proud man defy the armies of Israel for 40 days, and not one of them dares to step forward. Why? Because dismay and fear is contagious. If the top man's got it, trust me, it spreads. But here comes new blood. Here comes new leadership. Here comes David. Now David, verse 12, now David. Now David, now David. See, now, see, the operative word now, change is coming. Change is here. Change is present. Change has shown up. And David is not fearful. He's not dismayed. He's not rattled. He's not thrown into confusion. The giant says, I'm going to take your arms. I'm going to take your limbs. I'm going to pluck them out of your socket. I'm going to feed you to my pet vultures. I'm going to feed you to the beast of the field and the fowl of the air. And David says, bring it on. You say all that, but let me tell you something. This day shall the Lord deliver you into my hands. Isn't that what Joshua said in Joshua 10:25? Isn't that what Joshua said to his men? He said, listen, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Get rid of the bad gas. Put in the new gas. Put in the good gas. Put in the reliable gas. Be strong and of good courage. For this day the Lord shall deliver the enemy into your hand. It's the same terminology. So, soldiers of Christ, be not dismayed. Church leaders, be not dismayed. Well, I'll be back tomorrow to talk about church builders. Be not dismayed. Church builders, be not dismayed. God bless you. I love you. I hope I wasn't too long today. May God bless you and keep you. May he watch over you, and may he give you a prosperous day. And I leave you again with my dear friend, who I love in the Lord. I don't know him, but I love him dearly in the Lord, Alan Jackson.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it satisfies my longing.